ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
All smiles, Jordan Klebank. What do you think would make me be all smiles on a Monday? No one likes Mondays, but you know what? I don't mind Mondays, especially when I get something. Especially when I get something that puts a smile on my face, baby. That's what I'm talking about, I'll tell you. In about 60 seconds. Hello, everybody, and welcome to your final few days of the month of June, Jordan. If you can believe that, Thursday, July 4th weekend over the weekend here as well coming up. And, Jordan, that means, obviously, that by the end of this week, we will be in the month of months that start something.
Training.
Which is why I'm smiling. Now you know why I'm smiling. At least you know why I'm going to be smiling here as well. Got a fun and interesting show from this standpoint today. I sort of, when it's yours or your thing or your team or your player or something that you own that is coveted, doesn't make you feel that well. When you can get that though, you feel differently, don't you? Do you know what I'm talking about, Jordan? Do you know what I'm getting at? We're gonna talk a little bit more about this coming up 12:30 with Andrew Lopez. Obviously covers the Pelicans for ESPN, but also has been doing double, triple, quadruple duty this postseason as well for ESPN. Been assigned to help with the Hawks as well. So Hawks and Bucks last night, they took a 2-1 game lead. Milwaukee did with the win over Trey. Imagine this, a referee kind of key to what happened in that game. We'll talk a little bit about that. But specifically, Jordan, you know what it was like. I don't know if you saw this, but have you ever heard of Damian Lillard?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Up in Portland.
So that'll be our lead next segment because it's nothing's happened, per se, other than a hiring. And it has a lot of people talking. Let me grab the sticky note. There it is off the notes.
Oh, already.
Oh, you updated?
I updated.
There it is.
I got into the studio.
There it is.
Updated.
All right. I see you have the Blazers crossed out there. So there we go. We will, let's see. Celtics, Pacers, the Mavericks, and the Blazers now have head coaches.
Correct.
Still remaining to look for a head coach are three teams. They are
the Wizards.
The Wizards, yes. Yes.
The Magic.
Magic. Orlando's a nice place. And
your New Orleans Pelicans.
Hey, you know what? We're just waiting to find the right person. That's all that is.
And you said that you would take the Wizards job over the Pelicans.
Absolutely. Wouldn't you?
No.
Why? Give me one reason why.
Has anyone, Give have, me, you, have not, you heard anything t- that anyone
Have
wants,
I heard of, that? Well, stop, be careful. Have I heard of, I don't know, Russell Westbrook, Bradley Beal, the East?
Have you heard of any coaches?
Have I heard of anything about it? Huh? Who? What? Have I? Let me tell you something. I thought an awful lot about the Pelicans' job situation and things of that nature as well over the weekend. We'll get into that here coming up, as we said, in the next couple of minutes. 1:15, Jordan. We're going to go out to Omaha.
Omaha.
NC State. Remember, we did the show Friday. The game was pushed back, and it was pushed back because there were some positive tests. Right? They played that game. Vanderbilt did win. So they had to play on Saturday afternoon. Friday night, right, Jordan?
Mm-hmm.
During the game Friday night, guess what happened? Like one-ish during a rain delay, the NCAA announced that NC State would be forfeiting the rest of the tournament, putting Vanderbilt into tonight's start of the championship series. It is a series now. You have to take 2 of 3 because of positive COVID tests. It struck a massive debate nationally, obviously, Sunday, even over the weekend on Saturday as well, as to the debate of vaccinations, not vaccinations. They had 14 unvaccinated players on that roster. 14. Two tested positive. Couple tested positive that were vaccinated. And then the debate on science begins. The understanding is if you're vaccinated, you can get it, but you can't give it. So they should have been able to play with those players that aren't testing positive. Then there's plenty of people say, well, you have 24,000 people in the stadium with no masks. You're allowing that to happen. You're not asking if they're vaccinated. Why can't the players play? If you're sick and you have COVID and you're unvaccinated, you can't play. Got it. But should you make the school leave? The schools responded, the athletic director. We'll dive into that because literally Andrew goes to bed. I text him that at 1:30 he's asleep. And he wakes up with, whoa. I mean, you go to bed, you wake up, you're in a national championship series. So we'll talk to Andrew game once tonight.
What a nice surprise.
An all SEC championship. It's Mississippi State and Vanderbilt.
That just sucks, man.
You know, again, I see some of the sides at the same time, though. And again, there's different conferences and mandates. Like, no one's forcing you, but it is highly recommended. And I don't know how that goes. Like, if a school does that or not. I mean, and I saw reports today, 99% of the WNBA is vaccinated. It's been a big debate because you had in the last 2 weeks NFL players, right, when mini camps were going on was the last time they were available. So now we're going on 2 weeks ago. You had very popular players, you know, saying, I'm not getting vaccinated. And the NFL saying, no problem, but there's two sets of rules here for you. The vaccinated players, basically business as usual, access to your locker room and all that other stuff. If you're not, you have to be on another part of the building. You're going to be masked, all this stuff. There was somewhat of a debate here in the city last week, right, where the mayor and everyone said, yeah, open business for the Dome, but you're going to have to show you're vaccinated if you don't want to wear a mask. Saints then came out and be like, hey, we're not asking you to do any of that. Because there's still some people that get a little, this is my personal opinion. I'm not speaking on behalf of anything. This is in politics. It's me. I got vaccinated. You want to find out, and that means I can not have a mask. And to me, it's no different than when I'm at the store and you're asking my ID for beer. Why is that bother me? Like, I get different people feel differently. It wouldn't bother me at all because, A, that's one of the reasons I got vaccinated. A. B, if that helps from preventing or spreading that even further, okay, that's why I did it. But I don't know why it's such a bothering thing for some people that if you did get vaccinated to show proof. It doesn't matter to me, you know? Now, again, in some places make it easier than others. I'm trying to figure out why mine's not on there, but my wife's is. If you have the digital Louisiana wallet, I have the digital Louisiana wallet, which is great. I don't know why I've been carrying my wallet when I'm just going back and forth. I got my insurance card, everything right there.
It's kind of scary, honestly.
No, well, I mean, you know,
if you lose your phone and then someone gets into it.
Well, it's not, you have to get in, you know, to get in. You have to get the Face ID and then all this other stuff. So my point is, but I have that. I literally open an app and there's my driver's license and it has to be accepted here in this state. And then at the bottom, there's a tab that says COVID-19. You tap it. And there's your vaccination card. I mean, believe me, when I fly this fall or if that means I can fly and I don't have to have a mask or a shield and all that, I'm in. Like, so again, this is just me and I get it, it's all personal, but man, it's a big thing and it's a contentious thing because we literally had, I guess what you would think would be the worst case scenario. Here's a team with a chance to win a championship. And we spoke about this at the time of the Super Bowl, right? Like Sean Payton sort of talked about it when his team was obviously in the playoffs. If you get to a certain week, a certain game, are you going to do the hotel thing? Like I would have, right? I mean, the week of the NFC Championship game, if they would have gotten there, or the Super Bowl, you know, I'm probably doing my best. It's different and I understand it, you know, and I don't know how those two kids got it, but I'm assuming parents are there, friends are there, girlfriends are there. I mean, if you're not just constantly in the hotel room, you probably came across something. If you're, you know, going out to eat dinner, Jordan, our third baseman, goes and has dinner with his mom and dad, who's been in the stadium, unmasked, hanging out, unvaccinated, at the barbecue joint, having some beers, hugged you goodnight, you got the COVID. I just, And now the team can't play. It's incredible when you think about it. It's sad. But could have been preventable. That's the big topic over the weekend. Could have been preventable. And with so many players in the NFL and NBA saying, I'm not doing it. Now, the Pels said everyone is. I think the Saints have said the entire building, like 98%, 99% of the building is, including the players. So, you know, again, if it's something that keeps you from perhaps attaining your goal, you wonder if they should have done it or not. But they're out. Vandy is in. So we can touch on that. But, Jordan, the reason I said that I am all smiles today.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the MLB. I thought you were talking about the Seattle Mariners' Hector Santiago.
Oh, he got popped.
Yeah, and he said it was just rosin.
Just rosin. It was just a little rosin.
That's what I thought you were about to go into.
No.
We'll get into that later
what
as well.
What would make me absolutely giddy on a Monday morning?
For once, the Pelicans are not the big topic of discussion with, you know, Zion's looking to leave.
Well, yes. I mean, that obviously would make me
feel better. Are you talking about the New Orleans Saints?
That would make me feel better. I mean, obviously. Yes.
See, I thought we moved on. I thought last week we said we're not going to overevaluate it.
What are you talking about? June 28th, baby. No, not the start of training camp. That's July. But what do I get today on this beautiful Monday afternoon?
Videos.
Yes! Finally, we have video footage of Jameis Winston throwing passes, baby. Working out with some New Orleans Saints.
Let's go.
No, there's no defense and they're not in pads. But yes, finally. Do you want to hear it? Huh? Many long. There it is.
Quiet.
There's no sound. But yes, I mean, it is footage, though. There it is. Luke Johnson finding it. I mean, he must just be looking everywhere he can. At Real Supernola, has it there as well. There he is, the latest Jameis tracker. He's in Miami working with Jordan.
Traquan Smith.
Yes.
Deontay Harris.
Yes.
And my guy.
Yes.
Little Jordan Humphrey.
Secret weapon. Look at the passes. I mean, Jameis, wait, here's the best part about it. Everyone else, sans helmet. Jameis, with his helmet. There we go, with his helmet. We got audio. Here we go. Ooh! Who's that? That's beautiful. That looks like Deontay. Yep, look at that. Ooh, that's an out route. The pass is little high, but it was caught in 2 feet. I saw 2 feet. You see 2 feet?
I see 2 feet.
That's a completion for me. Talking that money. Jameis was money. Here's what I love about this, right? We will absolutely overevaluate this at some point today.
During one of the breaks, footwork, we're going to
arm angle, all that. Now, some of these throws were a little high.
No.
Little, I'm just saying my initial reaction of this is Jameis is pumped up, man. He's firing that football. It's just nice, right?
We got something.
I'm just saying, we have been living in the world where a 15-yard outright takes a few seconds to get over there. That's not a knock on Drew. Not really. But you know what I'm saying, right? I mean, it's nice to actually see somebody head out to the sidelines and whoosh, there's the football. It's nice. I like it. Now, Jordan, I do understand this is not 7-on-7. I understand there's no defensive players there, but we finally are seeing Jameis Winston working with some players.
Throwing a football.
Oh, it looks so good. With a helmet on, just like
I'll
he
take
would.
This over yeah. all the drills
look,
that he was doing.
He's got the towel, you know, right in front hanging too, just trying to recreate what it would be like, obviously, on the game day. And there are the people out there working with him. I like it, Jordan. I like it. Right? Don't you? I like it.
It's better than him running
it's better
into
than
tackle
watching
little
everybody
dummies.
Go do what was Camp Jordan and
playing golf.
Yes.
They were getting their Happy Gilmore on last week.
This is where I'm at.
Him and Peyton Buckshot Turner.
Buckshot Turner. There it is. Thursday is July 1st, the 29th, I think, is the start of training camp. Normally it'll be that Thursday, so that's, you know, 5 weeks. Five Thursdays, including this one.
T-5.
Either way, that week of the 26th and 30th is training camp week. So we're getting closer, Jordan, I'm not going to bore you with any Aaron Rodgers news because you know what?
Why not?
There is no Aaron Rodgers news.
I have sound. What do you mean?
What are you talking about? There's Aaron Rodgers news?
Yes.
You know what?
There's always Aaron Rodgers
news. I'm going to be honest with you. I look forward to the Western Conference playoffs. It's just a different brand of basketball, even though you seem to think the Eastern Conference is better.
No, I...
Oh, have you come to...
No, I knew what I had done once those words came out of my mouth.
Hour one's brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. It's a sports hangover in your home for Pelicans basketball. ESPN New Orleans. The first slow dance. Hoping
that I get it right. Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
It's Mike to tell you for Neil, Small Engine Incorporated. Listen up. That's what we did at Gravely. We listened to lawn professionals. Then we brought the professional performance home. Gravely residential zero turn mowers show the neighborhood that you mean business. Zero turns that are as tough as nails, operator comfort beyond compare. We've had 100 years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance. Just drop the deck, put the neighbors on notice. Gravely, driven from within. At Neil, Small Engine Incorporated. Locations in Houma, LaRoe, and Thibodeau.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Want more from your bank? Open a Cajun Pride checking account at State Bank and Trust Company and enjoy the benefits. Unlimited check writing, overdraft protection, online banking, mobile banking, debit card, ID theft assistance, safe deposit box discounts, prescription drug discounts, shopping, travel, entertainment discounts, and much more. Call or come in for more information about applicable fees and terms. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun Banking, served just the way you like it. State Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Can we talk sports?
Real sports.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
The phone number, 800-998-1003. Jordan Kleber, if you want to get involved on the social media platform version, how can you do that?
You can go to Twitter at ESPN Radio NOLA, or if you want to call in and talk to Gus, you could call him 800-998-1003.
Time now for The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. Here's what's topping our headlines on the Sports Hangover.
Dame here, Dame there, Dame everywhere. Who wants Damian Lillard? Apparently, somehow, some way, a story from Yahoo Sports that somewhat speculates that Damian Lillard and the hiring apparently. Now, see, here's the thing. When that story came out, Jordan, I thought it was the if you couldn't hire Chauncey Billups, which was officially announced today, and by the way, is not being well received at all by many Portland fans because of an off the court issue with Chauncey Billups. That is the genesis, essentially, of an entire weekend and Sunday of people spending their time, and this morning, Jordan, playing virtual GM. Wondering and hoping that Damian Lillard could be available or not, right? So, Jordan, one of our questions of the day today is very simple, and that is...
Yeah, Pelicans fans, if Damian Lillard is on the table, who or what would you trade for him? You could comment, like I said, at ESPN Radio NOLA over on Twitter, or call us 800-998-1003.
Mind you, he's not officially on the table that I know of, right? I mean, like,
if he's on the table.
But here's my thing. Even whether it's Billups or anybody else that would have, you know, interviewed for that job, what makes it an attractive job, Jordan, is Damian Lillard, right? I mean, like, getting the job here or being the head coach here, knowing that Anthony Davis was going and you were trading Drew Holiday, you at least had Zion Williamson. I just, again, you're really going to have to blow Portland's socks off. Now, granted, everything is different if the player doesn't want to be there. That said, that has gotten everybody talking about where Damian Lillard should go. So, here's what I'm thinking. This is how you have to look at it. All right? Normally when there's some smoke in certain things like this, you give it a sec.
You gotta blow on the ash.
You're trying to catch fire. No, you're what's called an arsonist. Okay, you're trying to create that. Now I understand because it's interesting, right? When it was Anthony Davis or Chris Paul or Zion, on our side, we can't stand anybody that does this. Now that we're trying to covet a top 10 player, we will do anything, right?
It's our turn.
That's right. Or at least for until 2 years from now. But my point is, it's our turn. What?
All
I'm just saying.
Fair,
okay.
Fair.
Well, this is how it works fair. On social media. Fair. This is why I'm saying. I'm just trying to calmly. Jonathan and General D, give me about 60 seconds to set it up here. And I'm going to come to you guys. I'm just trying to rationally look at what I'm looking at. What do I know? I know Portland hired Chauncey Billups. I know that a lot of these rumors and reports came from, I think, maybe not being able to get him, and that Damian might have been unhappy or not. I don't know of anything that says Damian Lillard has requested a trade, but there are a lot of insiders speaking about it now. So what does that mean, Jordan? Because I said with the Zion thing 2 weeks ago, those kind of reports don't help your cause, right? So what we know is that they've hired Chauncey Billups. That has not stopped basically the entire NBA world and fan base from offering their versions of trades. It's our question of the day. Fletcher Mackel has put out his official trade there as well. Jordan?
Yeah, it's a long one, so just bear with me. This is what he tweeted about 50 minutes ago.
Right.
Really crazy idea, okay. Says Fletcher. Mm-hmm. Portland, Ingram, Lonzo, Kyra, 3 first-round picks, any 3. Nola, Lillard, and Covington, plus Pelicans trade Adams and Hart for Love, trade Bledsoe, and picks 40 and 43 for Buddy Hield. And then sign Thies for
mid-level exception.
Yes. And then the starting lineup would be Lillard, Buddy Hield, Covington, Zion, Love, and your bench would be Diddy, Najee, Thies, and then Jackson Hayes.
All right, so he solved everything on that one tweet, essentially how it goes there. Shamit Dua, we had him on last week, and he basically said, hey, look, what he understands, you can go up to 9 first-round draft picks, which would take you all the way to 2028.
Yeah, I have it right here.
Okay, go ahead, and then we'll go to General D.
So, Shamit, I read this on an article. By my count, the Pelicans legally trade up to 9 first-round picks at draft time without violating the stipend rule. The picks would go to 2028. If the Pels want in on Dame, only OKC can top them, in his opinion.
Okay. Now, the understanding here, by every means, if you bring in General D, is essentially Brandon Ingram is going to be a part of this and a whole lot of first-round draft picks and things of that nature. If, again, that sort of happened, several national analysts have said when they look at the landscape of possible trades, Sam Venisi, one of them being.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get him on the show at some point this week.
What did he say?
He says, yeah, totally agree. If it's up to me, New Orleans is the team with the most to offer that also will reasonably want to get involved in the mix. But sometimes different evaluators have different takes, and they are the ones making the trade.
All right. General D, thank you for giving us a call here on this Monday. What's going on today, sir?
Well, thanks for having me, guys. I think I did call in, was it last Thursday, and mm-hmm. proposed that trade. Try to bring Dame in, getting rid of B.I., not saying getting rid of him, but just knowing that that'd be an asset we could actually move. But, you know, I think what's interesting is was what you just prefaced before, saying that, you know, Dame is not on the market yet, but the wheels are wobbling over there. And I think mm-hmm. it's us or someone to come in and actually give it a gently hard kick to the wheel to make it fall off and have him available. Because right now, we all know that everyone is on the clock. I mean, it's, even though David Griffin could say that he's not on, you know, we're not on the timeline here. It is. Everyone's on the clock. And looking at the playoffs and some of these guys that have kind of stepped up that were guys that were on the bench for other teams that that may be available when you go out there and look at free agency, it's very interesting. But one thing that's got to happen is a coach has got to be put in place. Unless you're working behind the scenes and you're trying to talk to Dame's people and saying, who would you like to bring in? And then these are the assets that we can actually put forth, because at the end of the day, Dame has the ability to veto the trade. Right. If he wants out, then he needs to be able to work with whoever he is going to you know, make his place the best for him. The thing that I think is interesting with all this is that I don't necessarily think that Dame was happy, and then the coach gets fired. They were trying to make things that he was happy. And this is just kind of an excuse for him to be able to leave out of town on good graces, opposed to doing the "that's all, folks, Anthony Davis," and then the entire fan base hates you that you left. And we're still waiting on that apology, AD. But the thing is, I think that really the best thing that we can have right now as an organization is a guy like Dame Lillard come in, right the ship, Zion be able to be that Batman to the Robin, and then be able to take the next step with other assets. I don't think 9 is going to do it. I don't think we need to go that far. But I do think that if what Fletcher just threw out there was possible, I'm all in. But I think we're going to probably, if we do give up Dame, we're going to probably have to go take some second-tier guys, but you might actually attract one because they want to come play with Dame and Zion in the future. What are your thoughts on that?
Again, I definitely think at the very least – You got to get on the phone, right? I mean, you agree with me on that. Definitely get on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
See where you're sort of at. I think if you're Portland, you're hoping that this sort of, you know, helps you with that. But that, I don't know, man. I've been spending all weekend trying to figure out, like, where have you seen, you know, a piece that hints unhappiness with the front office or... Or, you know, even with Stotts, I didn't. So I don't know, because I almost felt it, like I thought last year that one of the reasons that could be that it would be more of the management side or the team saying, look, you know, we have this great player, but we can't get past the hump. Maybe it's time to kind of, you know, reset things. So I don't know how Billups changes it. I'll know this. If you just click on Twitter, the Portland Trailblazers official Twitter page, announcing his hiring today, and read the comments, it's
ugly.
It's not good. So you wonder if, you know, you had to know that was going to be probably some of the reaction, especially over the weekend when it leaked that he had jumped Becky Hammon to be the favorite and he was going to be in the final stages of that. You had a lot of national reporters writing about this. So is that hire because that's who Dame wants? If that's who Dame wants, we're literally wasting our time trying to come up with trades because he don't want to go nowhere. He wants to play for this coach. So I don't know. I definitely try to see what you can do, but you kind of bring it up.
You're definitely making a phone call.
But how much
Pelicans
is too much? Like, General D said, not 9, but maybe 3 or 4. Like, are you giving up all your first round picks for Damian Lillard right now?
No, I'm not giving up everything. No,
right.
There's no way you can do that. And still have an organization. But the thing, the question that I posed right at the beginning is, who's going to be the coach? And that's what you need to know, what the direction the franchise is moving in, style of play, what's he want to do? And if you're trying to bring in the guy that Dame Lillard wants, okay, that makes some sense. But right now, all the chairs are filling up, and what are we going to do? We're going to get a guy that hasn't been in the NBA before? We're going to get another retread? I mean, it looks like it's out of Charles – it looks out of Lee and Vaughn. But Becky Hammon is another name that I don't think they've actually brought in to talk with. That's very intriguing.
Right.
But who's Dame want? That's the question, I think, if you're trying to attract the star over here. And then also, who does Zion want? That's another thing that has to be dealt with. they need to be a part of the process, I think.
I hear you.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
We'll see. Yeah, thank you, General D. Jonathan, hold on. I'll come to you before we go to Andrew Lopez right out of the breaks for Sports Hangover in ESPN New Orleans.
You have a pest control problem? Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies has an experienced staff that can guide you with the products to use yourself for your home or business. They carry a full line of professional products for termites, mosquitoes, ants, wasps, fleas, bedbugs, mice and rats, or any other pest control needs you may have. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies. Call 985-475-3314. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-511-3535. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-511-3535. 800-511-3535.
Heard you're buying a car. I brought my calculator.
Dad, I already used Capital One Auto Navigator. I found my car online and got pre-qualified instantly, instead of all that.
You know those things impact your credit score.
Didn't impact my credit score, Dad. Now I'm going to the dealership for a test drive and to make the purchase.
Sounds too easy.
No, it's just easy. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
Heard you're buying a car. I brought my calculator.
Dad, I already used Capital One Auto Navigator. I found my car online and got pre-qualified instantly, instead of all that.
You know those things impact your credit score.
Didn't impact my credit score, Dad. Now I'm going to the dealership for a test drive and to make the purchase.
Sounds too easy.
No, it's just easy. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
What would you say you do here?
Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fans.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Andrew Lopez, ESPN, covers your Pelicans on the on-deck circle. Jonathan, what you got for us today, sir?
Hey, Gus.
What's up, man?
Hey, Gus, you getting me?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, man? So here's the reality. Let me simplify that answer, man. The answer is you give up everybody except Zion. Pretty much everybody except Zion. That means you package the whole backcourt. That's Ball, Ingram, Bledsoe, whatever. You know what I mean? But here's the reality, though, Gus. If I'm Dame Lillard, first of all, you know, I already had rumblings about leaving because we couldn't get over the hump, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm definitely considering leaving due to the backlash, which doesn't make absolutely any sense. From these people in Portland and these fans, okay? That case, whatever's going on, that's been settled. This man would not have had the opportunity to be the Clippers' assistant coach if he wasn't vetted properly. Like, these fans in Portland have lost their everlasting mind. So if I'm Dame, you know, I'm thinking, you know what? They did hire a good friend of mine. I have a great relationship with him. But I've given Portland, you know what, how many years is it? What, seven years, something like that maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I've actually won out. Now, do I want to come to the Pelicans? No, Gus, I really don't. Why? That'd be taking like almost, that's like taking three steps backwards. Why would I want to come to the Pelicans? You understand?
No, so, I do. I hear you, Jonathan. That's why, like I said, I especially when you add the reports, you know, about Zion being unhappy and family members already wanting him on another team, I thought that probably didn't help you try to recruit people to come here as well. I got to get to Andrew Lopez, man. I get the point of what you're getting at. We'll bring in Andrew into the conversation now and see why it is that you would want to or how this goes. But, Andrew, I want to start with you first on this. First off, thank you for joining us today, sir. How are you?
I am wonderful.
What did I miss, Andrew? I don't know what happened. What did I miss? Was I asleep? I mean, I saw college baseball. My kid got sick over the weekend. I was great. Where was it said that Damian Lillard has requested a trade? Why is everybody convinced he wants a trade? What happened?
So there you go. For starters, he has not, and I think let's start there. Okay, so Damian Lillard puts out over the weekend a couple of cryptic tweets at first, and then because one of them being, you know, why are all these guys coming at me? You know, I was told who I liked. You know, this is who I liked, and la la la. But the idea to me that the final straw for Damian Lillard requesting a trade would be some fans are giving him crap on Twitter, I mean, is kind of laughable to me, right? Like, that's going to be the straw to break his back after 9 years and all the other things. To me, that sounds more like somebody who was looking for an opportunity to get out and decided, oh, I'm going to use this instead. Now, if, and I don't think I can stress the if enough, if Damian Lillard decides to ask out, the reason you were going to, Pels Twitter went nuts yesterday is because the Pels are positioned just like they would be in theory for any big name to request out, because of the amount of picks they have and because the fact that they have two young all-stars, mm-hmm. are in a better position than most to try and facilitate some sort of trade. Now, has he asked out? No. Has he put the Pelicans on any sort of list? No.
Right.
But when you have tons of picks, it is fun to dream.
Kendrick Perkins this morning on First Take defended the hirings of Jason Kidd and Chauncey Billups. You just heard that caller, Jonathan, say that he thinks it's ridiculous the backlash that Portland fans have given it. What I find interesting is this matter. How do you feel about the hiring of Chauncey Billups in 1997? Had a rape allegation. He settled. Do you think that kind of backlash matters if, say, Billups was the guy that Damian wanted?
Not really. I mean, the backlash was going to be there no matter what. I think the backlash in this case was a little bit, you saw it a little bit more because the other main candidate, I guess the runner-up in this situation, was Becky Hammon.
Right.
Who was poised to become the first woman to be an NBA head coach. So that, I think, is where, because even when Kidd got hired in Dallas, mm-hmm. A lot of people made a stink about him getting hired when he was in the process last year. I think more so the Chauncey stuff. I'm gonna be completely honest with you, man. This is what I do for a living, right? Mm-hmm. I had no idea Chauncey had some sort of allegation from 1997 until a couple of months ago,
right?
When his name first started to circulate, and I feel like if it was a conviction, if he was ever even charged with a crime, then you know more people would be there. But as Woj has reported, as many people have said, I mean, the Portland Trailblazers are not the first team to vet Chauncey Billups, right? Like everyone else seems to be along on the same page. So I see where Big Perk was coming from, but I think the reason it took on another life was because, one, I think the two people that Dame seemed to back were J. Kidd and Chauncey. Even Dame said, look, I didn't know about it. I just wanted Chauncey. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, you know, Becky being second in line, I think, also complicated those matters.
So you've seen, obviously, this morning, speak with Andrew Lopez, final thing that I'll actually ask you about some actually playoff stuff that we're seeing here. But should we even bother to continue to come up with different trade scenarios? And would you be willing to give up 9 first-round trades? That's what the Pels have right now, right? 9? Don't they have 9? Or is that the most you can give?
That is the most they can give, I think, under the league terms. And that would be if they did it on draft night. If they made that trade, they could do it for 9 picks, because I think the 2028 pick becomes eligible in that scenario. But with the other picks that they have, 9 would be the thing. I will say this. This is not me reporting anything.
Okay.
I'm going to say that again.
Okay.
This is not me reporting anything. But I do believe that they would try to make a push if somebody like Dame became available.
Mm-hmm.
I also believe, again, this is not me reporting anything, I'm just going to put that out there so when the aggregations come, they make sure they get that line.
Okay.
The line of thinking to me would at least be try to form a big three. And you keep Brandon Ingram in that scenario, because why, you know, you could just try to go beat teams 140 to 138 every night. If those are your top three guys. To Jonathan's point, your caller from before.
Yep.
If you're going to give up BI and so-and-so and whatever else in the picks, then Dame is not coming to a better situation.
Correct.
So why would Dame want to? And I know, it's, you know, oh, they don't have a choice of where they send him and blah, 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 blah. However, this is, you know, this is the NBA. This is the player empowerment era. If I feel like I'm using that word a lot today, if
right.
Dame were to ask out, he would be put into a situation where he probably would give Portland a list of teams. Hey, I would like to try and go here. They probably don't, you know, OKC him like they did to Paul George, or Indiana just sent him to OKC instead of trying to send him to the West Coast. So I don't see, if Brandon is on the table, how much better you get without having to make other moves. It's almost like to go back to Paul George when the Clippers made the Paul George trade from OKC and they gave up the 5 first round picks or whatever it was for a swap. They did that because they were going to, you know, secure Kawhi Leonard. So a lot to go on. If you want to make your fake trade, go for it. But he is not available as of yet.
Here's the other element of it, too. You don't even know who the Pelicans head coaches. So, I mean, if he's going to come.
I don't care who the Pelicans head coaches if we get Damian Lillard.
No, I understand that. But the thing is, he may want to know who that is before he says,
Never have I actually agreed with Jordan Moore. This is a terrible day.
No, I understand that. But my point is, like, if you don't know who that is before you make that trade, I'm just assuming David would be like, who's their head coach?
I don't think, if he does this, I don't think it's coming this week. I don't think it's coming next week. You know what I mean? It's going to come later down the line. I think that question will already have solved.
Speaking of that question, Andrew, who is that? Come on, let's go. Let's break it right now. Who is the next head coach of your New Orleans Pelicans? Here we go. Here we go.
I do not have that breaking news right now.
Andrew.
For some reason I don't
know. Well, there's only 3 teams left. You got the Wizards, the Magics, and the Pelicans, and I'm sure you get the same tweets and comments I do. Oh, where are the Pelicans? Here's my thing, though. Did you think it was going to be Billups? Did you think it'd be Carlisle? Did you think it'd be Udoka? Did you think it'd be Kidd? Everyone I asked that after to go, oh, the Pelicans are not moving fast enough. When I ask them that, they say, well, no, that's not who I wanted anyway, other than maybe Billups had some fans here in New Orleans. So my point is, their target, perhaps, a person that they did like, hasn't been taken yet.
Exactly. And that's kind of what the situation is. Udoka was a name mentioned before, but I think Udoka had his eyes set on Boston from the jump. So I don't know if you were ever truly in the Udoka race. Billups, maybe you were kind of kicking it around. If things didn't happen in Portland, you were going to talk to Chauncey Billups, but you also knew that that was a likely situation. It was not going to be Rick Carlisle. No matter what. And it was not going to be Jason Kidd. So you should feel that if you offer the same guy the job that Orlando offers or that Washington offers, you would feel pretty confident. Washington, a lot of the talks coming out of Washington is it's going to be Sam Cassell or Wes Unseld, not names I have heard here. You know, when it comes down to it, I think it's you're looking at Charles Lee, the assistant from Milwaukee, Jock Vaughn, former Orlando coach who replaced Stan Van Gundy once, and the Brooklyn assistant, and possibly somebody else could get into that mix. But I think those are the leading two guys right now, I guess. But you know, you're not looking at the same pool of maybe anybody else. You know, right. if you're Orlando, for instance, Orlando's probably looking at somebody who can definitely is going to be okay losing for a little bit or trying to figure out what they do with those young guys. You know, I think Washington has either, you know, pretty sure Sam Cassell is from Baltimore. Obviously Wes Unseld is, you know, his dad is very, very, prominent and was very prominent in that organization. And right. So they have their targets. And I think you're looking at a different target. So I don't think you are on a, necessarily a time crunch when it came right. to who you want.
That's how I think. Game number five tonight, Clippers and Suns. Give me who you think wins today. Does CP get to the finals tonight? And then I'll ask you about a referee and his foot.
I like the Clippers tonight, but I think Phoenix closes that out. This game is in Phoenix tonight.
It's in Phoenix.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. I retract my previous statement. I was going to say I like the Clippers tonight, and then I like Phoenix to close it out in six. But I think, if anybody can come back from 3-1, it's definitely Ty Lue.
I agree. I just think Chris Paul is going to do literally anything and everything humanly possible to make sure it closes out tonight.
Yeah. Even making sure people's jerseys are tucked and.
That's how it works. Speaking of, he may even make sure that referees aren't too close in your best 30 seconds. Do you think the Hawks, if Trae Young doesn't come back healthy, can prolong this for the Bucks?
I thought we were looking at Bucks in six, even if Trae was healthy. So if Trae is hobbled at all, I think you're looking at Bucks in five.
Yep, that's what I was thinking. Mr. Andrew Lopez covers your New Orleans Pelicans. Not yet breaking who the new head coach is. It's coming. And he can say this, though. Andrew, you can say with all certainty it is not Jordan Kleber.
Yes. Jordan, I hate you.
I'm still waiting on that phone call. Time day.
Thank you so much, man. Appreciate the time. We'll be right back. Time for a little top stories and your phone calls and more. It's the Sports Hangover and ESPN New Orleans.
Heat is approaching, and so are the Red Hot Deals.
Red Hot Deals.
At Craig LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at CraigLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary two-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Craig LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma. Craig LeBlanc Toyota.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
El Paso Mexican Grill and Steakhouse, Highway 1 in Raceland, features fantastic, authentic Mexican food and steaks. They have great lunch specials Monday to Fridays, plus enjoy happy hour from 3 to 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 margaritas. And on Fridays, it's 2-for-1 margaritas from open to close, plus live music on Friday evenings. El Paso Mexican Food and Steakhouse on Highway 1 Raceland.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional.
In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in First Comprehensive Sports Medicine Program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional.
Good afternoon.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
800-998-1003. We'll do some top stories here in a quick sec. Jordan, may have to wait to the top of the hour. So the phone lines are full here. Let's do Jonathan calling back again. What you got, Jonathan?
Hey, Gus. I wanted to leave another comment.
Okay.
As far as the state of sports and the coaching situation and current predictions for the NBA Finals. First, here's what I don't understand, Gus. How is it that Steve Nash got the Brooklyn Nets head coaching job and he's never coached not even park ball, you know, not even AAU ball, you know? Now, these players nowadays, Gus, it seems like they can't handle, you know, they don't like disciplinary, you know, like Van Gundy. Stan Van Gundy wasn't a bad coach for the Pelicans, you know. I like Tom Thibodeau. I think is a great coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Former Bulls coach. Look what he did in New York, okay? With those, I call them, you know, no disrespect, because if you make it to the league, you know, you're good. But look what he did in New York and how he turned that program around. But the Bulls organization kind of ran him out. Oh, he was hard on the players. Well, guess what? That's what you need. You know, I think it's more so you need the players to start believing in some of these coaches. Oh, they, you know, the coach is old school. He's hard. Well, guess what? That's what some of these young players need with all these distractions. They want to take pictures and be on Instagram all day and worry about their brand and all of this stuff that doesn't, you know, that's irrelevant when it comes to playing. Now, as far as the predictions for the, you know, NBA Finals, here's the crazy thing. If you really look at it, the Clippers, Phoenix Suns have not beat the Clippers. The Clippers have beat themselves. Okay? That's what I really realized. Paul George misses two free throws, right? And the Suns went on an alley-oop dunk at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
The last game, the Clippers just got cold. And both teams were cold. I mean, you're talking about in the 80s. You know, so I'm actually more impressed with what Ty Lue has done with the Clippers versus what Phoenix has done. You know, injuries has affected sports so bad this year. You're going to see what I call a lot of fake winners in sports these past two, from last year and this current year. You know, because now it's just up for grabs. You got LeBron AD out. You know, Brooklyn. You know, Kyrie, James wasn't healthy. So this year specifically, you're going to see what I call. You know, I call them like, you know, it's almost like a fake winner, basically. Because I think if everybody's healthy, I don't know who's coming out the West. I don't know if the Lakers coming out, the Clippers with Kawhi. I don't know if Denver. Who says Denver doesn't come
out? I mean,
out
I hear you, Jonathan, but you know what? Injuries happen all the time. I mean, you can say that to any sport in any situation. I mean, Kansas City played with no offensive line. I'm sure they probably would have given, you know, Tampa a better game. The yeah. Saints, the last couple
right, but,
seasons, they
yeah,
would have had a. No, but what I'm saying though is that's just how it goes. I mean you can have abnormal years or a higher rate of injury type years that don't seem normal. But there's never going to be a season in which every top player is as healthy as they can be, and everything goes well. That's just not. I mean, pre-COVID. The Warriors went seasons without Klay and Steph and had nothing to do with COVID or anything like that. I mean, every year there's going to be injuries that hit teams
right.
harder than everything else. But, you know, I mean,
Gus, but the point I'm making is, have you ever seen, because you're basically, you know, you're favoring the argument that NBA just made. That's pretty much the NBA's argument and the statement they put out. Oh, well, you know, players, you know, they get injured. It's on the same level and percentage as other years. But Gus, what I'm talking about is, have you seen this many impact players I'm talking about impact players,
but,
Gus.
But Jonathan, you could say the same thing about the NFL that had that this past season. Yes, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, look, a lot of it has to do with whatever the bubble was, the games and all that, don't you, when it comes to the NBA. The lack of maybe playing, I think, hurt the start of the NFL, even though the NFL came out and said that there's no data and their data supports the direct opposite. I think our eyes saw something that we thought was different on that. So,
right.
I don't know, man. I just my thing is it's hard for me to say that it's a fake win or something. You survived. You got through. You won the games. I mean, I don't, you know, I mean, you can put asterisks all you want on different things. I just think at the end of the day, if you,
right.
Part of winning a championship is outlasting and then making the plays, man. Jonathan, I got to get to Shane, man. He's been on hold a ton here.
Okay.
Appreciate the phone call, though. Thank you. Shane, what you got, man, right before we wrap up hour number one?
Hey, buddy. How you doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm even better, man. I've been watching Jameis Winston film all weekend.
Yes.
Get fun, and then you tell me about Damon Lillard, and you switch me back to basketball. So, I don't want to give up all 9 picks, but if you switch my arm enough, I'll give you 7 or 8 of them with B.I. and all of that. But, who did the trade on Twitter? I think that was the perfect trade. We get Tim Bledsoe to anywhere and get with the Kevin Love and the Robert Covington and B.I. to Portland for Lillard. I'll give them 5, 6, whatever first-round pick, whatever we got to do to get Lillard. I think it's whatever they ask for, they get. And I wouldn't have to call them right now because I would have been calling them for the past, since the day they got out the playoffs. We would have I would have been on the block list because I'd have been calling them so much. They'd have been like, I can't talk to this dude anymore. Let's block him off.
Right.
But whatever you have to do, minus Zion, and I would say, I would like to know, but anybody else you can have in any package you want, you can have him if you're going to send me Lillard. What's the deal with, I don't know, the off-the-field stuff with Billups. I never heard anything about that.
It was a 1997 rape allegation. No charges filed, but he settled the case.
1997?
Yeah.
Oh. Come on. It's nitpicking.
I mean,
I was high school. I mean, I understand rape is serious, but that was so long ago, man. I didn't even know anything about that.
Well, as Andrew said, it just hadn't come out, but I guess certain circles knew about it and had vetted him before, and it had been brought up. So, and look, I'll say this. 97, 2007, 2017, 2021, how people view and feel about things are completely different, I think, in a lot of different areas and venues, right?
Right.
I mean, it's one of the reasons the Pat Casey to, you know, possible head coaching job for LSU. I mean, it just bringing up his name and the fact that he interviewed in Baton Rouge, you saw, right? The amount of people that were like, no, and it had nothing to do with him. It had everything to do with allowing a player. But you get what I'm saying, though? It's like saying that, well, you know, that was long ago and all that. I mean, look, we've seen murders get solved for years back ago. And if you have something in your past get brought up in a political campaign, it doesn't matter how far back they go. So, but I'm just saying, you asked what it was, and that's why there's, you know, look, just literally go to their page. And there's a lot of Portland fans that say they're no longer fans, that they don't support it. And they were a lot of verified, you know, sort of those reporters, Jordan. I don't know if you saw Friday with the Dallas Mavericks thing. I mean, like television sportscasters, columnists in Dallas, really taking to task Mark Cuban for hiring Jason Kidd, who was, I mean, he pled guilty to spousal abuse in 2012, one, and had a DUI in 2012. So, you know, I guess that's... Go ahead, man.
You may not want to speak on this or not, but I heard Greeny was interviewing Marv Albert earlier, and he had his issues, but he didn't skip a beat. Like, everybody got fired by NBC and then hired by TNT 6 months later. So what's the difference between that and those other situations? Because he didn't skip a beat. Not that maybe he got lost his job or whatever, but he bounced right back on his feet. And I remember the allegations that he had against him, and they were not good. And I mean, how is he able to rebound like that? But Jason Kidd is still, and not to minimize beating a woman or allegations of rape, but he just bounced back fast. Like, it didn't stick to him like it stick to other people.
Right. Now, look, you're bringing up an argument and a side of things and a view on things that is why right now there's a battle on social media about those two very things. And Kendrick Perkins came up this morning on First Take defending them, saying very kind of similar things. You know, is it race? Do you feel the same way that way? Why do other people? We've had callers bring up Steve Nash and other like that. So I think there's one thing that we're seeing now in sports that when a decision like that is made or when sides are being taken, there's some interesting arguments on both sides to be placed. You know, that is for sure. I don't know how else to kind of put it from that, though. I'm way late, though. It's the top of the hour, man. Thank you, Shane, for holding and making your comments. We'll come back. We'll touch on some top stories. You guys want to continue to talk about this? What do y'all feel about those two hirings? Should it be anything that the Pelicans, like, I guess what I'm saying is, would you support the Pelicans hiring of all the coaches with a story attached to it, one way, shape, or form? Right? Is that part of the hiring? Should it be? Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Your father showed you tender.
Ready for an oil change? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are here to help. We'll make sure you have all the supplies you need to make the job quick and easy. Right now,